talk about it for a couple of minutes, then let's see if we can get some reactions from you. Okay. How about some reactions? Yes.
Well, I want to share with you something wonderful that happened to me. I saw your movies, and I was at work shortly after that, and I was really having trouble with three people. And I said, all right, just like I learned in the movie, I'm going to come outside myself. And for a couple of hours, I just got all my feelings together about how bad I felt about these three people. And I said, well, I really hate those people. I mean, I was honest. I got it all together. And I said, well, Jesus, now what can you do about that? And a little while later, I started to cry because I realized that Jesus died for those people, and they couldn't help how they were. And that afternoon, I had to go in the office, and I spoke to those people, and I told them why I was right and what my problem was, and they agreed with me. Because I wasn't mad at them, and I didn't hate them anymore.
Okay, that's wonderful. We'll go a little deeper into that later, shall we?
Okay.
About the negative feelings we have towards others. Anytime you have a negative feeling towards anyone, you're living in an illusion. There's something seriously wrong with you, as you discovered. You're not seeing reality. Something inside of you has to change. But what do we generally do when we have a negative feeling? We're saying, he is to blame. She is to blame. She's got to change. Oh, no, 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 no. The world's all right. The one who has to change is you. But we'll have much more to say about that later. Any other reaction? Yes.
I did work at an institution, and I'm trying to get some kind of an example of what you meant when you said that if I identified inequality in me, something begins. And if we have a staff meeting, and someone says, the food thing, normally the dietitian will go into order. So my question is, does that relate to what you're saying? In other words, if you didn't take it personally, the food could change.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, she's identified with this, and she's saying, anyone who attacks the food is attacking me. I feel threatened, but I is never threatened. It's only me that is threatened. Yes?
Question, but this thing is not new to you. Supposing you're witnessing some out-and-out injustice or something that is obviously and objectively speaking wrong. Now, would it not be a proper reaction to say this cannot be happening or to be somehow want to involve yourself in correcting this wrong? It may not be simply that I feel bad about the situation, but the situation is objectively wrong. Someone is injuring a child with abuse going on, etc. How about that kind of thing?
Now, did you assume that I was saying that you wouldn't do anything? I said you wouldn't have negative feelings, as a result of which you'd be much more effective. Because when the negative feelings come in, you go blind. Me steps into the picture. And everything gets fouled up. And frequently, we had a problem on our hand before. Now we have two problems. But that's a very good question, because I'll have to come back to that again. Don't assume, I'm glad you brought that out, because lots might assume that not having negative feelings of anger and resentment and hate would mean that you do nothing about a situation. Oh, no. Oh, no. You're not affected emotionally, but you are actionally, if that makes any sense. You spring into action. You become very sensitive to things and people around you. What kills the sensitivity is this. What many people would call the conditioned self. When you identify with me, there's too much of you in it for you to see things objectively, to see things detachedly. And it's very important that when you swing into action, you be able to see things detachedly. But when negative emotions get in, you can no longer do that. So that was a very good question. Yes. You had a question, John.
I'm just wondering if there's an area before something becomes an attachment, before it becomes identification, like a friend dies. It seems to me that it's human to feel something about that, a sadness. But it becomes identification when it gets in the way of my becoming less free. But I think there ought to be some type of reaction to my friend's death.
All right. It seems that there ought to be some kind of reaction to my friend's death. Self-pity? What would you be grieving about? Think about this, everybody. What are you grieving about? What I'm saying is going to sound terrible. I told you, I'm coming from another world. Personal loss, right? Feeling sorry for me? All right. You mean you're feeling sorry for other people who are feeling sorry for themselves?
I don't know if they're feeling sorry.
Or they're not feeling sorry for themselves. Then what would I be feeling sorry for? What we call grief. Do we ever feel grief when we lose something that we have allowed to be free, that we have never attempted to possess, and we have never allowed ourselves to be attached to? Meaning. What does it mean to be attached? Meaning, I made my happiness depend on this thing or this person, at least to some extent. We're so accustomed to this that to hear the opposite sounds inhuman, doesn't it?